Everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So in the conversation that I just had with Kent Hovind, I brought up the fact that the charts and the dating that he is constantly using to talk about the age of the earth that are supposedly derived from scripture are totally wrong. The ones that start the creation at 4004 BC, because they consistently show the children of Israel only being in Egypt for 215 years, whereas the Bible clearly says that the children of Israel were in Egypt for 400 years. Let me just read for you the relevant Bible verse. It says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." So the Bible could not be clearer that the children of Israel sojourned in Egypt for exactly 430 years to the day. Yet all of their charts, here's an example of one, but they all show the same thing. You can clearly see in this chart that the sojourn of the children of Israel, according to the chart, is starting before Isaac is even born, let alone Israel being born. Of course, Jacob is Israel. Israel is another name for the person Jacob. So how can the children of Israel be sojourning in Egypt way before Israel's even born? And so I brought this up in the interview, and I said, no, you know, your chart is not consistent with what the Bible says in Exodus 12:40.
I did not realize Brother Anderson is going to be so confrontational about everything. I'll be glad to debate you on how long they were in Egypt if you'd like to have a debate. I've had 351 debates with atheists. They were in Egypt for 430 years. That does not start with the time they went down there as slaves. You need to do a little more study on that. That's answered, easily answered. The flood was 4,400 years ago. So do a little more study, brother. I'll help you if you'd like. You're wrong.
No,
right.
You need to do a little bit more study on that, because it is literally impossible to make any descendant of the person Israel be in Egypt for 430 years based on your chart. So I would love for you to maybe another day make a video where you show how the children of Israel spent 430 years in Egypt according to your chart. I would love to see that. Because it's literally impossible.
You really would? I don't think you would love to see it, because then you're going to have to eat crow, brother. Crow doesn't taste good. But that's okay. Let's go to
this topic. This is pretty – I like the spiciness, but I would love to see both of those videos.
Oh, one time, is Abraham the beginning of the children of Israel? Did he go to Egypt? Is Isaac the beginning of Israel?
These guys all went to Egypt. Last time I checked – Abraham is not Isaac's son. Last time I checked, Abraham is Jacob's grandpa. Okay. So calling Abraham a child of Israel is absurd. Okay. The children of Israel.
He's the beginning of Israel. Brother.
Well, so he's a child of Israel.
What happened to you?
And he says, oh, yeah, I can, but hey, you know, Abraham counts, right? No, sorry. Abraham doesn't count as a child of Israel because he's not his own grandpa, because Abraham is literally the grandpa of Israel. So how is he the children of Israel? And if you look at the chart, the actual sojourn of the children of Israel, they only show it as being 215 years long. And then they just bogusly include part of Abraham's life and Isaac's life and Jacob's life that don't include the children of Israel. So yeah, then Ken Hovind is just, well, I didn't say that Abraham is one of the children of Israel.
I want to say one thing, okay? Calling Abraham the children of Israel is absurd. Abraham is Israel's grandpa. And so the children of Israel have to be, wait for it, children of Israel. That's all I want to say. I'm done.
Okay. Now, well, let's move on to another question.
Wait a minute, brother. Read my lips. Abraham began the whole line of the children of Israel. I believe that's what I said. I did not say he's the children of Israel. He started the whole thing. Well, let's go on to a new topic. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that the Bible says the children of Israel in Egypt, and you're asking if Abraham being in Egypt counts, because that's what your chart shows. The chart shows Abraham being in Egypt because he visited Egypt one time, that somehow that starts the sojourn of the children of Israel in Egypt. Sorry, that's not what the Bible says. God bless you. Have a great day.